Speaking to a packed St. Peter's Square, Pope Benedict called on the international community to offer even more help for the people of the Kashmir region, which was struck by a mighty earthquake on October the 8th.
Come tutti sappiamo, lo scorso 8 ottobre, un forte terremoto ha colpito la regione del Kashmir.
That earthquake so far has killed more than 50,000 people and caused enormous damage. The Pope said that the forms of solidarity shown have been great, but the need appears to be greater than the aid that has been offered so far.
Rinnovo pertanto il mio appello alla comunità internazionale.
The Pope then said that he renewed his appeal to the international community so the efforts to support those people in need will be increased. Before reciting the Angelus, the Pope spoke about the 40th anniversary of the opening of the seventh session of the Second Vatican Council, which occurred on October 28, 1965. He mentioned that another three would follow in rapid succession and that the last, on the 8th of December, would actually close the council. In the final phase of this historical church event, which had started 2 years earlier, most of the conciliar documents were approved. He said that although some are very familiar and often quoted, others are not so well known, but also deserve to be called to mind, because all conserve their value and reveal a relevance which, in certain ways, has actually increased. The Pope specifically mentioned the documents that were issued on bishops, religious life, priestly formation, Christian education, and Nostra Aetate, the declaration on the links of the Church with non-Christian faiths. He mentioned that the theme of formation of priests, consecrated life, and ministry of bishops have all been looked at by ordinary assemblies of the Synod of Bishops, and the teachings of Vatican II were deepened by the post-synodal apostolic exhortations that were issued by his predecessor, Pope John Paul II. The Pope urged everyone to take up these documents so that all who believe in Christ may keep the spirit of Vatican II always alive. After reciting the Angelus, the Pope spoke to pilgrims in various languages, including English.
I extend a warm welcome to the English-speaking pilgrims. Pilgrims and visitors present to this Angelus prayer. My special greeting goes to the Lutheran deacons from Skalstad and the choir of Mullingar Cathedral from the Diocese of Meath. Upon all of you, I cordially invoke God's blessings of joy and peace.